Well, good morning to everyone. Today, I want to complete our series of devotionals on the Ten Commandments. Let's now discuss the tenth and final commandment. You shall not covet. First, we need to define what the word covet actually means, because we normally don't use the word covet in our everyday language. In basic terms, covet means desire. Now, the Bible is clear that followers of God can rightly have all sorts of godly desires. But conversely, coveting is defined as corrupt, dishonest, unhealthy desires. To be a Christian, brethren, is not to be free of desire, because that is impossible, but it is to have one's desires rightly well ordered and directed. Covetousness may be defined as the desire to have or to take what is not rightfully yours. Coveting is the desire to obtain something in a manner that violates God's principles and violates the rights of other people. Given these parameters, we can see that covetousness is, in some sense, a root of many other evils. Stealing, for instance, results when we covet another person's belongings. Adultery is the logical end if we indulge in coveting someone to whom we are not married. Now, I could go on, but the important point is to note that the 10th commandment reminds us that all sin begins in our hearts and in our thoughts. In Matthew 15:19, Jesus said, quote, "For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, and slander." Brethren, we were created to have desires, particularly a desire to know and to love our Creator. Covetousness represents desires that have gone awry. James 1:14-15 describes the progression of coveting. Listen to these words. "Each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, gives birth to death." So, with all that being said, what is the solution to covetousness? How do we stop coveting? The solution to covetousness is not the absence of all desire, but rather the cultivation of contentment. Cultivation of contentment. Brethren, if we strive to be grateful to God for every blessing He has given to us, if we can learn to be content in all circumstances, then we will be less inclined to covet that which is not ours. Brethren, let us this day and every day be thankful to the Lord for the blessings we now possess and enjoy. Amen.